Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word. We're looking at the topic of generosity, caring for others from Luke 10, verses 25 to 37. An expert in the law of Moses stood up and asked Jesus a question to see what he would say. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to have eternal life? Jesus answered, what is written in the scriptures? How do you understand them? The man replied, the scripture says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. They also say, love your neighbors as much as you love yourself. Jesus said, you have given the right answer. If you do this, you will have eternal life. But the man wanted to show that he knew what he was talking about, so he asked Jesus, who are my neighbors? Jesus replied, as a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, robbers attacked him and grabbed everything he had. They beat him up and ran off, leaving him half dead. A priest walked by. A priest happened to be going down the same road, but when he saw the man, he walked by on the other side. Later, a temple helper came to the same place, but when he saw the man who had been beaten up, he also went by the other side. A man from Samaria then came traveling along that road. When he saw the man, he felt sorry for him and went over to him. He treated his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. He then put him on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he took care of him. The next morning, he gave the innkeeper 2 silver coins and said, please take care of the man. If you spend more than this on him, I will pay you when I return. Then Jesus asked, which one of these 3 people was a real neighbor to the man who was beaten up by robbers? The expert in the law of Moses answered, the one who showed pity. Jesus said, go and do the same. So, are you blessed? It's a simple question, but maybe not with a simple answer. Are you blessed? Do you perceive all that God has done for you? When you got up this morning, was there heat in your house? Were you in a house? Did the tap allow you to get a glass of water? Did you have a toothbrush, toothpaste? Do you have teeth? When you realize that in spite of all the progress we've made, there are still people without the basics of a toothbrush, you have to see that perhaps you are really blessed. And to those whom much is given, much is expected. So, are you blessed? As Jesus' followers, we are to count our blessings. Do you know why? Because gratitude is foundational to faith. And gratitude comes from seeing the blessings. Seeing all that God has done for you fundamentally changes your relationship with God and with others. It changes the way we see the world. It opens us up to the gift of joy. On the other hand, if you don't see your blessings, you are in danger of seeing yourself as deprived, as living with less, and worse, close to the beginning of thinking it's someone else's fault. Usually we start with people, then systems, then with scapegoats like women, people of color, and heretics. We're not blessed because of them. It's a form, in fact, of spiritual blindness. Because understanding yourself to be blessed opens you up to a world of incredible possibilities. It opens up the lines of communication with God. As a man with an amazing wife, an amazing family, and an amazing calling, I never, ever have had a reason to think I'm not blessed. Think about it. A couple of weeks ago, I hit Boo Boo, Yogi's sidekick, a bear, with my wife's car. And the bear got away, it appears, safely, and a DEC officer was behind me and a forest ranger behind him. Blessed. The airbags never went off. Neither of us were hurt. The car goes into the collision shop tomorrow, but I have car insurance and will pay only $200 because it is considered a comprehensive case. Blessed. Emma turns 1 year old on November 5th. Noah takes a bus every day to preschool in the Cobleskill Richmondville School District's Ryder Elementary School, and he loves it. Blessed. Are you blessed? We lived blessed, don't we? But sometimes there are people in this world, systems in this world, that really want to steal our joy. They want to convince us that we are not blessed. That instead, we have been and are being shorted. That the glass is worse than half full, it's near empty, even while we live in the richest country in the world, even while we live lives of amazing peace, even while we will have, for the most part, full tables on Thanksgiving. And of the things that are especially wrong about the idea that we're under oppression and are losing, and that we rightly deserve stuff is being stolen, is that in the deal, we are losing our blessing. Not that God's blessing is not still with us, we just don't see it. And not seeing the blessing is what kills our gratitude and joy. Because when we're blessed and we know it, we're able to be generous. Our overflowing hearts bring praise to God and help to others. We see others and want to care for them. We hear stories of need and know that God has provided and will continue to provide so we can do something. Fill bags of food for somebody else's Thanksgiving. Fill a Christmas box with toys. Get a bag of candy for the trunk or treat. Something that will make a difference. We're able to think as the Samaritan did, as one who has been blessed by God, is now able to bless others, to care for others in a hurting and broken world. We are to love God and to love our neighbors, as the man in the story pointed out, and he wanted to know who the neighbor was. Jesus' answer is the one God has set before you to care for, the ones God has privileged you to use the resources that have been placed in your care. Of course, as Jesus makes clear, generosity is not just about using your resources. It's also about having your heart in the right place. Jesus knew that there were people in his audience who were going to lose their minds at his answer to that question. It's not the typically religious holy men who are the heroes of his story, but a heretic. Because here's the key. It's what you do, not what you say, that reveals your heart. And if you're blessed and know it, what you do will show it in the way you treat people, in the way you respect differences, in the way you use the time and energy you have been given to care for others. So, are you blessed? Then show it. Amen. Thank you so much for stopping by our podcast this week. If you have questions, you can connect with us at our email address, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. Thanks again.